So, hello and good evening or good morning to some people, and welcome to session number four, the penultimate session in making the most of your BrailleSense 6, which we're delighted to have been running over the last couple of weeks and delighted with the response that we have been receiving from our customers and indeed people who are not our customers, just people who have come along and joined us. But I suppose everybody with an interest in the BrailleSense 6 device, which is brilliant. I'm Stuart Lawler. I'm from Sight and Sound Technology here in Ireland, and my colleague Fionnuala Murphy from Sight and Sound Technology in Ireland is also with us. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Wiki search, the Wikipedia search, the Wiktionary search. So it's really tonight is about quick ways of searching for information. And indeed, you can do this anywhere on the BrailleSense 6. We'll talk a bit about that. And how you can even define a word using Wikipedia or Wiktionary, if you wish, as well. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Last week, of course, we talked about language profiles. And if you want to catch up on the language profiles piece, you can get that on our YouTube channel or on our podcast page. And just to give a little shout out for next week's session, next week is our last session in the series, and we will look to doing more in the new year. But next week, we're going to talk to Jenny Axler from HIMSS. She's coming back for the last session, and possibly one or two other people as well that we're going to form a little panel. And next week, it's all about apps. So we're going away from the traditional BrailleSense 6 UI, and we're going into the Play Store and downloading and using apps. And I think, in the very same way as we have with our mobile phones, mileage varies occasionally in terms of what apps are accessible and what apps work and what apps don't. So that's all coming up next week. If you'd like to join us for our last session, Jenny from HIMSS will be here. And I know Jenny also would be very happy to answer any general questions that people may have. So the feature we're going to show you tonight, 2 weeks ago, we showed you the podcast client, which is coming in the new firmware update. Tonight, we're showing you the Wiki search, which is also coming in the new firmware update. So again, you won't see what we're showing you tonight right away. But I really hope we're going to see it very soon. And maybe by the time Jenny is here next week, we'll have that all-important firmware update. And if not, we can ask about it. So I'm going to share my screen and share my BrailleSense 6 audio so that people can hear it. And then we'll get going. So here we go. And you'll be able to hear my BrailleSense 6.
File manager.
And we're at the main menu. The one of the things, I suppose, when we talk about the BrailleSense 6, and a lot of what I do is speak to teachers and sometimes funders and schools, I suppose, and students about the device. And one of, I think we will be fair, and let's say one of the things that we don't talk too much about it when we come to the BrailleSense is browsing the web. And that's because I think we would all agree there are potentially faster ways to browse the web on using other technology like smartphones or computers, for example. So whilst the BrailleSense can browse the web, and whilst you can do a lot of stuff with the native HIMSS browser, the problem, of course, with the native HIMSS browser is that a lot of the newer web content, where there is multimedia and other things going on the page, is very challenging for that browser, and it doesn't really work. Now, you can circumvent this by putting something like Chrome or Edge or Firefox or any browser indeed that's in the Play Store on your BrailleSense 6, but you don't have the granularity, I suppose, of web navigation that you will have on a screen reader or that indeed that you would have on the HIMSS app. So you're sacrificing regardless of what you do. And the web, I think up to now, was probably something that certainly I personally didn't invest a lot of time in on the BrailleSense Polaris, and I tended to steer students away from it as well, just because there are quicker ways to do that. A lot of what I've just said is still true for the BrailleSense 6, but This functionality I'm going to show you tonight may make searching for information a lot more interesting and easier for people. So with all that said, let's have a look at what's there. The web menu, or web tools menu as it's called, which sits within the main menu, can be accessed either by scrolling to it from the file manager or by pressing the letter B. For the sake of quickness, we will press the letter B.
Web browser.
And we're at the first option here, which is called web browser. Nothing new here. You've got this on the BrailleSense 6 already, and you would have had it on the Polaris and indeed the U2 previously.
Google search.
Here's Google search again. This is just a quick way to go to Google and do a quick Google search and get a list of very easy to navigate search results.
Wiki search.
And here's something new called Wiki search. This is a little tool, a little application that they've written and that they're adding in the update that allows you to search Wikipedia or Wiktionary.com. And I use Wikipedia. I probably used to use it more. I still use it a bit when I want to look something up, because there's no doubt there's a lot of information up there, although you have to take some of it, I think, with a grain of salt. So let's enter on Wiki search.
Reference, Wikipedia 1-2 combo box.
There are two options in the first part of this tabbed screen, and we're going to use the tab key to move through it. The first option says reference, and it's currently set to Wikipedia. And this is simply asking, which tool do we want to use to conduct our search? I can scroll down.
Wiktionary 2-2 combo box.
I can go to Wiktionary. So let's go back to Wikipedia for a sec.
Wikipedia 1-2 combo box.
And now I'm going to tab to the search box.
Search term edit box.
Now, somebody was talking to me today about Sir Elton John. We were talking about the Rocket Man movie, and it prompted me to read the Wikipedia article on Elton John, because it's huge, and I thought we could use it as an example to have a look at tonight. So let's type in Elton John.
Elton John space Elton John.
And let's tab.
Search button.
And I'm going to press the Enter key, or I could have just pressed Enter after I searched for Elton John.
Searching.
It's now searching.
Title, Elton John 110 list item.
So it's brought me up 10 results that relate to Elton John. And the first one is Elton John. But let's just scroll a little and see what else is here.
The Lockdown Sessions 210 list item.
So the Lockdown Sessions is this album that he made with a whole load of people during the lockdown, obviously.
Cold Heart, No Remix, 310 list item.
Okay, so these are probably
Elton John albums, discography, 410 list
okay, so
item.
There's lots of references to him, different articles about him, etc. But if we scroll back up,
the Elton John 110 list item.
And we will press Enter here, because this is the result that I want to look at.
Searching. Section 130, Sir Elton Hercules John Multi-Line Edit Box.
Now I'm in another multi-tab dialogue box with lots of information. It said section 130 or 1/30 or 1/30. So there's 30 sections in this Wikipedia article. It's quite big. And focus has been brought into the read-only edit area of section one. So I can use standard reading keys here.
Born Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Or I could use Enter and G to read, to start reading continuously.
Born Reginald Kenneth Dwight, March 25th, 1947, is an English singer, songwriter, pianist, and
okay, and I'm going to press stop the speech there. So I could be starting to read section one, but maybe I don't want to know that. I want to go forward a little bit and read a bit about his music. So let's tab forward.
Section 230, Early Life, Multi-Line Edit Box.
Okay, so there's the article about his early life. Probably don't want that.
Section 330, Career, Multi-Line Edit Box.
And I could start reading here if I wanted.
Career.
And the only thing they put in that section was the heading Career. So if we tab again.
Section 430, 1962 to 1969, Pub Pianist to Multi-Line Edit Box.
And there's more text. So you get the idea. You can tab between sections. We could obviously shift and tab. So space with F3 or space with B if you prefer.
Section 3:30, career, multi-line edit box.
Now let's tab all the way down then. We'll scroll all the way. In fact,
section 7:30. Tab back. Section 30:30. Section 29:30. Section 30:30. External links. So multi-line edit box.
This is the last section in the Wikipedia article. They all have this external links and references and stuff like that at the end of all their articles. So we're at section 30:30. Now let's see what happens when we press tab.
Open in web browser button.
So we could open this in a browser if we wanted to read it. By default, it will open in the HIMSS browser, but you can choose if you want to open it in another external browser of your choice if you prefer. I tend to think that reading it in this app is probably the most efficient way to do it at the moment. It's very easy to quickly move through the sections, but there's another nice feature here.
Save as file button.
You can save as file. So you can save this Wikipedia entry as a text file for reading later, or, you know, maybe you're doing a project and you want to work, you want to collaborate with some other classmates and you want to send that article to everybody without everybody else having to go online to Wikipedia and find it. Or you might want to make some comments in line within the text. So you could do those things.
Next list button.
Next list button will bring me to the next Elton John article on that list of 10 that we saw, and we'll open it. So we can keep going through that, or we can go back to our list of articles if we wish.
Search button.
So I'm going to go back a step.
Wiki search.
I'm going to go back to Wiki search, and I'm going to do the same thing this time with Wiktionary, which is the other reference tool.
Reference, Wikipedia 1-2 combo box.
So now let me down arrow with space and dot 4.
Wiktionary 2-2 combo box.
And I'm going to tab.
Search term edit box.
And let's just do the very same thing.
Elton John. Search button.
And I'll press enter here. Again, I could have pressed enter after typing Elton John if I wanted.
Searching. Title. Put one's hands together 110 list item. Broadway-ish 210 list item. Nomophobia 310 list item. Kicked out 410 list item.
So this is giving references or links.
Dogman 510 list item.
To what Elton John might be about.
Search term Elton John edit box.
I'm not actually sure where it's getting all those from. But Wiktionary is another one of the searches, and you can use it for definitions. If we potentially just use one word,
let's
just delete Elton John and put in something like Christmas.
Christmas. Space. Searching. Title. Christmas 110 list item.
So I'll press enter on Christmas.
Searching. Section 114. English. Multi-line edit box.
And I'll read this with enter and G.
English. Depicted using S.
And I go forward to the next section.
Section 214. Alternative forms multi-line edit box. Comma. Section 314. Etymology multi-line edit box.
So you're getting the definitions and the context and histories, I suppose, or alternative forms of the word Christmas with Wiktionary if you want. So there are the two references you can look up. There are a few other little things they have done on the with this update that might be of use. So I'm going to close the dictionary for or the wiki search.
Wiki search.
And I'm going to go back to my
Google search.
File manager.
Web browser. Web tools. File manager.
And I'm going to press space and W.
www.ncbi.ie edit box.
This is a new tool that allows you to do a web search from anywhere within the BrailleSense user interface. So you can open a URL from here, and it will open in the default HIMSS browser. So if you want to do some web search, or if you want to open the URL, you can press space with W.
And file manager.
If you want to do a web search, you can press control shift and W. And sorry, control alt W, and control and alt, of course, are the keys at either side of the space bar. So if you press control alt W.
Search word Elton John edit box.
It's got Elton John in already because that's what I was searching earlier on. Let's do something else. Let's just put in Christmas and press enter.
Searching. Title, Christmas 110 list item.
And I'll press enter again.
Searching. Section 134, Christmas is an annual festival multi-line edit box.
So what it's done this time is it's done the search from, as you saw, from the file manager and using the wiki application. And that's because I configured in the global options of the BrailleSense 6 for wiki to be my search engine of choice, my default search engine of choice. So you can configure that in global options if you wish. Now, the other thing to show you on this one is pretty nifty. So I'm going to close this.
File manager.
And I'm going to open a document in the word processor. So just one moment while I do that, find something here that we can open.
Flash disk 1-2 list item.
And I'm going to go into my flash disk.
Attachments folder 159 list item. Easy reader. Aload Eloquent L Braille Easy Reader Aload DJAWS L Braille Setup 1.7 IMG 2000s Discussion CV Notes Assessments. Discussion Areas for Thursday Sharon L Braille IMG Instructions for Using Email on the BrailleSense.
That's the file I want. Instructions for Using Email on the BrailleSense. So I'm going to press Enter.
Loading. Instructions for Using Email on the BrailleSense. Docs Open.
So this is a document, and there's it has a title. I'm going to go to the top of the file.
Top of document instructions.
Instructions I'm using, and my finger is on the word, is on the letter E of the word email. I'm going to route my cursor to the E. So my cursor is just under E. And now I'm going to press space, backspace, enter, and W. Bit of a mouthful of a keystroke. You do need to think about it. Space, backspace, enter, and W.
Searching. Title, email 110 list item.
And what that's done is it's searched the highlighted word or the word under my under my cursor in Wikipedia. So now we'll press enter here. And you could do this in Wiktionary either.
Searching. Section 143. This screenshot shows the inbox page of multi-line edit box.
So now we're in the first section of email, and if you tabbed through, you'd probably get history.
Section 243. Terminology. Multi-line. Section 343. Origin. Multi-line edit box.
There you go. So you could read a bit about email if you wished. And then if you close that.
Instructions for using email.
You're brought back to your document. So it's a really handy thing, maybe if you're reading something and you want to get a reference straight away. And I think this function is going to be very useful for students and people who are doing research and want to look something up quickly. So just to revise those couple of things, Wiki Search is located in the Web Tools menu. It'll be the third option in the Web Tools when you get the update. You can go in and configure which reference tool you want to use, Wikipedia or Wiktionary, and do your search. You tabbed through the search, you scrolled through the search results, select the result you wanted, and then tabbed through the sections within the search result. We pressed space and W from anywhere on the device to open a URL and launch the browser. And we pressed Control Alt and W from anywhere on the device to do a web search. And you can set your default search in the global options dialog on BrailleSense 6. And finally, we pressed space, backspace, enter, and W to search on the current word that's focused under your cursor in any document or application on the Braille Sense 6. So I hope you're going to find some of those search tools to be of use. Now, that is everything we have on wiki searches. So very happy to take questions or any comments that people might have. You can raise your hand if you wish, and we can unmute you. And you can also type in the chat if you want by pressing Alt and H or activating the chat button. And as with last week, and as with previous weeks, if you have general questions as well, not necessarily relating to the content from this evening, you can put those in as well. So we're very happy to take anything at this point. And we've a small attendance tonight, so anyone who wants is welcome to ask questions.
I had to look up a word there, Stuart, as you were scrolling on Elton John. One of the words that suggested for you for some bizarre reason was nomophobia, which is actually the irrational fear of gnomes, garden gnomes.
Wow, okay.
So I have no idea what that connection is.
How's that connected with Elton John? Yeah. Okay.
There you go. We've all learned something.
That's great. Let's say you don't come to a Sight and Sound webinar and learn some trivia. It could be good for a table quiz.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, any questions from anyone about the wiki search functionality? Stick your hand up if you wish. And I'll just again give a quick shout out that next week Jenny Axler is coming along to talk to us. So we'll be looking forward to hearing what Jenny has to say. If we have no questions or nothing in chat, we give a last shout.
Everybody's quiet tonight.
Everyone's very quiet tonight. So if not, I'm going to thank everybody for coming along. Thank you for joining us for our session this evening. This will be recorded, or this will be made available, rather. The recording will be made available in the next day or so. So thank you for that. Thanks to Fionnuala, of course, for joining us and helping out. And we will see everybody next week for our last session, which is at 8 p.m. Dublin time next Thursday, when I'll be joined by Jenny Axler. So thanks, everybody, and good night.
Thanks, Stuart.